Well, moving into our discussion for the closing few minutes of our time here on Sabah al-Muslim for this morning. The ANC NEC has ordered suspended ANC Secretary General Ace Magashule to apologize for serving President Cyril Ramaphosa with a suspension letter. Now, President Ramaphosa made the announcement yesterday afternoon as he spelt out the outcome of the party's three-day special national executive meeting. The ANC NEC is the highest decision-making body of the party within conferences. Now, we discussed the NEC meeting and its outcome with WITS Professor Ivor Sarakinski. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning to you and listeners.
You know, Mr. Magashule has been given a certain time frame within which to apologize, or the NEC will institute disciplinary charges against him. Is there any chance that he will apologize? I mean, looking at his actions after his suspension was announced, is this a realistic expectation, Professor?
Probably not. Probably the game plan from Magashule's side is to push the ANC to discipline him and to suspend him again and maybe even expel him through a disciplinary process. And that enables him to claim martyr status in terms of political persecution. And that might give him more of a defense than actually operating within ANC structures, as many of his colleagues in the Radical Economic Transformation grouping are currently doing.
You know, what should we make of the NEC meeting, Professor? I mean, if you look at the leaked footage, is this an indication that the president is taking charge on, you know, trying to heal the divisions within his party and assuming a more leadership role?
What I think it shows is that he has asserted his authority in the NEC. It was always divided and ambiguous, and events of late have shown that he's been able to push the NEC closer towards his position. But it doesn't mean unity, and it doesn't mean that people who were quite vehemently opposed to him have suddenly changed their views. It means that he's cornered them in a clever way, and that it's head down time, and they need to, from their perspective, they need to regroup, rethink their strategy so that they can fight another day. But I don't think it's changed the minds, the ideological and political beliefs of many of his opponents in the NEC.
Former President Thabo Mbeki and others have expressed the concern that the movement is on the brink of collapse. Is this a real possibility, or could just this be a tactic to get top officials to unite in isolating Mr. Magashule and his supporters?
I agree with you on that. I think that it's partly a tactic in order to say, if we don't put down our differences, the movement will collapse and we'll all be worse off. So you try and get people to cooperate by presenting them with the worst possible case scenario. That's an old trick in politics. I don't think the ANC is close to collapsing at the moment. I think that their majorities in parliament and in the provinces, eight of the nine provinces, are sufficiently strong, and they probably going to do better than 2016 in the local government elections, based on by-elections that have taken place in the last 2 years. So there's little grounds for that. All parties have divisions and groupings and internal conflicts, and the ANCs are more intense at the moment than many others, and then compared to the ANC's internal conflicts in the past. But at the moment, it doesn't look like it's reached the point of collapse.
Professor Ivor Sarakinski, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and have yourself a good day, Professor.
And you too. Thank you very much.